boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I'm really, really, really looking forward to Super Bowl Sunday. And you know the order of everything. It's Post Malone, commercials, you know, Reba McEntire's in there, Taylor Swift, food.
Usher.
And then I think there's two teams playing.
There's also a game wedged in there somewhere.
I don't know who's playing. But I'm really excited for the food. And I'm going to be watching the Super Bowl game with a guy that I've been talking to. And I was like, okay, we should get some snacks. But before the game, we're going to go get pizza at a place in town. And he was like, well, I don't think I'm going to need snacks because we're going to eat pizza. We're going to eat pizza around 4:30, 5 o'clock. And he's like, I'm not going to be hungry for snacks. And I'm like, I don't care if you're not hungry for snacks, bro. Okay? It is the Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday, actually. You have to have snacks. Nobody watches the Super Bowl without snacks. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, because I had the same problem last night. I was like making dinner with my boyfriend. I'm like, oh my gosh, should we make chicken wings on Sunday? Because not to yank my own chain, but I'm pretty good at making chicken wings, I discovered recently. And I was like, oh, we should do that on Sunday for the Super Bowl. And he was like, oh my God, yeah. I didn't even think about the Super Bowl.
See?
And I was like, oh, well, unless you had plans to go somewhere else. He's like, well, no, I'd rather watch here, but I didn't even think about having snacks. I'm like, hello? That's the first thing that
If I have to sit through that 4-hour experience.
Thank you.
I'm snacking, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if we have a full meal planned. The whole point is to eat until your tummy hurts.
Exactly.
And enjoy, I guess, the game that's going on.
Well, he was like, I'm on a diet, so I'm not like looking to like, I don't care if you're on a diet, bro. I am too. I'm trying to lose weight. I don't care. This is the one day that it's almost like it's like Thanksgiving the second.
It really is. You know what I mean? It's a national holiday.
It is a national holiday. I want to be so stuffed to the point where I'm like, I think I might, you know, it might come up, you know, because I'm so stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
You should be wearing your stretchy pants this day.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
And 100%. If you're not wearing stretchy pants, you're doing the Super Bowl wrong.
Definitely. You could be doing.
So I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, it's literally going to be the two of us, it sounds like, and I'm thinking of all of the things that I want to make, because there's just certain things that I think you need to have on the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So, to each their own, I guess. I'm having snacks. If you're not having snacks, sorry.
You're doing the Super Bowl wrong.
Sorry, you're having a sad Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, you must be there for the football.
Ugh.
Ew. Taylor, it looks like somebody named Jenny the Great is trying to call us. Can you answer the phone?
Oh, okay. Jenny, what's up?
I feel kind of bad to be the person to tell you this, but dude, he is not the one.
What do you mean?
That's a sign?
That is a sign? No snacks at the Super Bowl?
So you're like, I need to get rid of him. If he doesn't want snacks at the Super Bowl party, I got to dump him. We're not even dating.
It's really, I mean, it's tragic, but it's over.
Oh, come on. He was good looking and everything.
There's others. There's more. I promise. Get you one that likes snacks.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm going to try really hard to watch my mouth over here, but...
You're not going to swear or anything, right?
I'm going to try not to.
Okay, you're the one who's going to lose your job. If anything, I am not a part of this.
Well, I mean, it's going viral on TikTok. I just
that
thought...
That doesn't mean we can do it, Taylor.
Okay, I'm going
to... If anyone's who's... I'm going to be the one norm... I feel like if I was going to break the rules, it would be me. You're the goody two-shoes normally. What are you doing over there?
I'm going to try not to. But it's on my mind because I feel like every single video I'm seeing on my For You page... is this bad word bathroom challenge that parents are doing. So basically, it's normally a mom or a dad. They take their, usually like a toddler, into their bathroom and explain to them, like, this is the bathroom rule. And when you're in the bathroom with the door shut, with nobody else around, you can say all the curse words that you want. Get them out of your system. And then once the door's open, no more. We don't use words like that. So the parents will leave the phone like on the counter recording the child who normally is just laying them all out there. Every single word that you think and you are imagining right now, they're saying it. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm going to say it's hilarious because they're not my kids and I don't have to deal with the repercussions. But some of them are so funny. Like, people in the comments are like, that was personal. Like, and you're doing it with a smile. And it's becoming, it's very clear what the kids hear around their parents, because some of the phrases, like, they're full sentences. They're using them in the correct
like
context.
Like, they know how to do it.
Kids are sponges. So a lot of parents are like, okay, this was actually a wake-up call for me to, like, stop saying that around my kid. Mm-hmm. But it's funny to everybody else to watch, because I don't care who you are. Sometimes seeing a little kid saying
a little bad word,
a big old bomb, is hilarious. Mm-hmm. But I kind of feel a little bit left out of the trend as an adult without a child.
No, 100%.
So what would our bathroom rule be?
Well, I have been seeing people like you and me who don't who don't have kids. They're doing it with their significant other.
Oh,
so they're letting they're putting this same thing. They're putting a camera in the bathroom and they're letting their significant other go into the bathroom. And they're like, OK, you can swear. You can talk about me, ooh, bad about me. If you want, you can use some fingers. You know what I'm saying. And I'm going to be gone. And I've been seeing mostly like the girl puts the guy in the bathroom and those guys are not holding back.
Jeez, really?
Uh-huh. And then he's like, oh, I love you, babe. I didn't do anything. You're wrong. You did something.
I think we should have the bathroom rule, the bathroom challenge at work.
I was just thinking I would love to have that between you and me.
Except I would like to just, before I said anything, make sure that footage never sees the light of day.
No, what I'm my biggest concern, and I'm just waiting for someone to post this or something, is like, anybody think that someone may have to go to the bathroom?
What do you mean?
Like, you guys are putting a kid in the bathroom, or you're putting your significant other in the bathroom. Did you ever think that maybe they just have to use the bathroom? And you have a camera.
Well, yeah,
that's
weird.
That's my biggest concern. I'm like, has anybody had that happen to them yet? And you're like, oh, oop.
That one can stay in the TikTok draft.
Yeah. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
What oddly specific job are you like so convinced you'd be good at? I think I found my job. It's kind of like my dream job now. But Jenny, you think you know what it is. What is it?
I want your job, but here's the job that I think that you want.
Ooh, go on.
Okay, I think you want the job of the person who puts those stupid jokes, those stupid dad jokes on the Nesper sign.
You know what? I don't think I'd be good at that. I think I'd run out of like 10 jokes.
I think you'd be way better at it than them.
Oh, I guess we weeded that one out. Although I think I would be pretty good at that.
No, you would be so good at that, Taylor. I also think you would be really good at the Iowa DOT sign. Some of those I don't like as well.
I love a pun. What can I say?
Uh-huh.
Give me a shot, please.
I don't even think you have to pay Taylor. She would just do it because it would be really, really good.
Okay, but come on. I got to know about this job that you're leaving me for.
I'm telling you, I think only one person holds this job in Cedar Rapids, and if I can get them fired. No, I'm just kidding. I won't. But I want to take your job for a week. I don't know. It's the guy, the voice of the sirens for the test of the first Wednesday of the month.
Oh.
Where he goes, this is not an emergency. This is only a test. You know what? I feel like I could do better.
You know, it's funny because literally my brother messaged me this morning and was like, it goes on too long.
It does.
It's way monotone.
100%.
Like, I feel like it's losing an opportunity to get the people excited.
Thank you.
I feel like we need to hear what you would do instead.
Well, hold up. So here's why I want the job. Because I kind of like the idea of being a little bit of minor inconvenience in everybody's day.
Oh. Oh, you want to be annoying.
I do. I really do. I also like the idea of scaring the crap out of people.
Okay.
Because you know how many times that goes off and you're like, oh my God, is this real? I don't know. I kind of like that idea too. So I think there's like little benefits in it for me that are hidden. But I think, yes, he's a little monotoned. I think you could talk to me a little bit more like I'm a human. You're talking to me kind of like a robot, or like I'm not a real person.
Mm-hmm.
You need to talk to me like I'm your bestie. And there is a siren going off and it's not real. It's a test.
So what would you say
instead?
I would
be like, Yo! Ooh. This is just a test. Y'all, calm down.
Are you gonna yell at me like that too? I feel like you're yelling at me.
Okay, what if I just said, hey, yo, this is just a test. Calm down. Go back to bed. We'll keep it quiet. Not too quiet though, because we've got to make sure these things work. What do you think? All right, here we go. Sound them off. Like more conversational. I want him to sound like, it already sounds like he's in my bedroom, but I need him to sound like he's talking to me in my bedroom.
That is, I think, maybe a different vibe than you're going for.
Hello.
No.
This is not.
That single-handedly would cause me to move out of Cedar Rapids immediately.
I don't know who I need to call, whether it's the mayor, the police department. I don't think it's the police department. It would be the parks department. I don't know who I need to call. Somebody who's in charge of, like, the sirens here that go off. They do the test, you know, the first of the month on Wednesdays. I'd like to be the voice of that, or at least I'd just like to audition. At least hold an audition. Give me a chance. I really think I'd be good at that job, and I'd love to know from you, what oddly specific job are you so convinced you would slay? Like, you're like, you know what? I'd be so good at that.
We still want to hear from you what that slay would look like. You can call us. Amber, what job would you slay?
Trophy wife.
You know what? Okay, what would, like, an ideal day in the life of a trophy wife look like for you?
Online shopping, by the pool, cabana boy with sunscreen. Let's see. You know, whatever. A spa day. I could, like, totally pull it off, you know?
I feel like some of us are just born to be that way.
Right? It's like my husband doesn't even know. He sends me to work every day.
Oh, God, I feel that. I mean, I love trophy wife. I think that is, you know, I think I could kill that. But I'm thinking of what random jobs I've seen, and I'm like, I could do that. And hear me out here, but I think that I could mow professional sports fields. Okay? Hear me out. I've never used a mower before.
You have never mowed before. Do you even like outdoors?
I like to be outdoors. Here's the thing. I've never mowed. I've never had the chance. But whenever I've seen somebody mowing, like, a baseball field, they're very meticulous about, like, the lines and stuff.
Yeah.
It's, like, in the, like, checkerboard pattern. I feel like I could do that. It feels like a weird artsy thing, and I think I could do that. But also, I like to be out in the sun. It's like a tanning moment.
It's true.
So I feel like I could be the mower for, I don't know, the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
That's what I'm saying. The Cedar Rapids Colonels should hire you.
Anybody that has an outdoor football field, whether it be, you know, a local high school.
The University of Iowa. Wait, that's never
that's
mind.
Turf.
That's turf.
That is turf.
Dang it. They should get real grass over there.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be mowed. Yeah, I feel like I could mow.
Can you imagine if you took a mower to Kenning, though?
I think they would probably take me straight to jail.
They would. I don't know if you're a really good mower, but I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I think I should be able to give it a try.
Just like me, like, I'd like to audition. I think you need to audition for it.
Do they hold auditions for the who mows the fields? Because I will be first in line.
I dare you to call the Colonels.
Boop, 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 boop. Hi, do you hold auditions for mowers?
You got your number one contestant right here. Destiny came into the office today so convinced that radio is no longer her dream job that,
nope, I'm out of here.
Instead, she heard the, you know, like, first Wednesday of the month alarms going off in Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be the voice of, like, the, this is just a test, don't freak out.
I think it'd be way better than that person.
So you had started this conversation of, like, what's the job that you're convinced for some stupid reason that you would be really good at? And my first thought was, I'd be super sick at mowing, like, sports fields.
You have never in your life mowed?
I've never mowed anything. I've never used a push mower. I've never used a ride mower.
Have you ever seen a mower?
I've seen a mower.
Okay, well, we started there.
I've sat on one, I guess.
Okay, great. Was it running?
Nope. No. It okay. was not. But I'm
why
just
thinking.
Why do
you think you'd be good then if you've never even done anything with it?
Because they do, like, the designs, right? Like, in the football field, they do obviously really, like, defined stripes.
But one's like darker than the other, and then the other one's light.
Yes.
And in baseball, it's like more at an angle and stuff.
Yeah, it's like almost like a checkerboard.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Pattern. I feel like I could probably make that happen. I don't know why. It's just a stupid thing that I'm like, I don't know if I actually have the skills, but I possess the confidence that I think I could be a really good sports mower.
And what's funny is you got so confident, you were like, Cedar Rapids Colonels, give me a call.
I'm just thinking of like local fields.
And I'm like, they probably have to hire professionals.
And I agree, they should. But I think if they ever, I don't, do they hold auditions? I don't know. I just am asking
mower auditions
for you guys to keep me in mind, please.
Okay, well, you know what? I want you to fulfill your dream, even though I don't want you to leave those girls in the afternoon, because I do love you as my bestie. But I have Mindy on the phone. Mindy, how the heck can we get her to become a mower?
My husband's a head groundskeeper there.
Stop it right now! That's my dream!
I'll put a good word in for you.
Okay.
He's looking for help.
Here's the thing. And you, I'll be so honest. I've never mowed anything. But I want to be the one to do the pattern so bad.
It's not as easy as it may look.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
I believe it 100%. But I do think, for some reason, I have this false confidence that I can do it.
You know what? I have it in you as well. I just had to call because I just thought it was funny. I'm on my way home from work.
Well, put a good word in for me, please.
You know those girls in the afternoon.
I will definitely do that. He goes back to work on a week from tomorrow, so.
Okay, great. Well, call with an update if you have any.
I will absolutely do that.
This has now turned into a mission of getting those girls in the afternoon our dream weird jobs.
Almost like a different, it's almost like we're leaving radio, but we're not.
No, we just want to try it.
Just for
some,
one day.
For some reason, we think that we'd be really good at these things. I think I'd be good at mowing a sports stadium. So I'm really trying to like get in with the Colonels. Let me do the diamond pattern on the field. If I'm bad at it, and I will be, because I've never mowed anything, then I'll know for the rest
of my life.
This
would be the great time for you to do it too. You know what I mean? Like let her do one little patch before things get crazy.
I just want to try.
Grass is barely like growing right now.
I'm just saying.
Colonels, call her.
I think I'd be like good at it for no reason. And this all came to be because this morning, it's the first Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny heard the test alarm system in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Which is led by a gentleman's voice that you think you could be better than.
I just think he's a little monotone. Maybe I could give him advice. He could maybe still do it. I don't know. I just think it needs to be more friendlier. I think it needs to be more casual conversation. And I personally just think I'd be better at it. I'd like to audition for it.
Okay. Angela, you said you have a little bit of intel. What do you know?
So it's the emergency management systems for Linn County. It's like a big building out by Kirkwood.
Okay.
Do I just walk in and say, hi, I'd like to audition?
No, you probably just have to call out there. I bet they'll let you guys come out for like a radio station deal.
This whole time I thought I had to call the mayor or something.
No.
She'd probably be like, stop calling me.
Okay, you're welcome, first of all, Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell, for saving you from that phone call.
I know. Can you imagine? Mayor would have had me blocked by 6 o'clock.
No kidding. So I did what she said. She's right. It's the emergency management of Linn County. There's a lot on this website, but if you scroll to the bottom, I think we found what we need, which is there's an email address. There's two phone numbers, and there's an address. So I think now, I guess, what do you do? Like, do you record a test and like email it to them?
Yes, I think I do.
I feel like they need to like,
they need a demo.
If you just email them like, hey, I think it could be me, they're gonna be like, who
whatever
is this Joe Schmo thinking
they
that they can?
They probably get that. They probably have gotten that before,
100%.
Right? They need my demo.
Yeah, I think you need to give them several options.
Yes.
Like, this is what I can offer.
Right.
What do y'all think?
Yeah, I would give them so many options. You want it to sound like a cowboy? I got you. You want it more like a friend in your bedroom? I've got you.
Maybe like Santa for Christmas season?
Hold up, that's genius. Oh my God, they should so hire me. We could so do these for the seasons.
That's what I'm saying. Why
oh
not make
God
it? If you're going to make it fun, you might as well make it like relevant to the time of
oh
year.
Oh my God, you could have been like, you know, President's Day is coming up. I could have like impersonated a president for this month. Oh my God, they should hire me.
Okay, so I don't know what happens next. I think I'm going to forward you this link to the Lynn County Emergency Management. And then from there, you got to make your demo reel, man.
Dude, I got to start recording now. Me. You know, I got to work on my vocals and stuff.
And don't be surprised if you're woken up by Destiny's voice the first Wednesday.
Correction, you were blessed with my voice.
The first Wednesday of next month.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sometimes it's okay to ask for help.
Yes.
You are so deep in a problem that you need a little bit of outside advice, and that's exactly what Dear Destiny is here for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we got an email today at thosegirls@kzia.com, and I'm going to tell you right now, this girl needs some help.
Oh, I am so ready for this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear Destiny, I recently got engaged, and I was so excited to start wedding planning. Now I've learned that my in-laws want to invite 500 people to our wedding, even though I don't know most of them, and they're not paying for the wedding. What should I do?
That's a toughie, right?
I feel like that's every bride-to-be's nightmare.
Because nobody wants to say anything to them, right?
Well, yeah.
That's going to make things awkward. Okay, this is easy. You know what you do? You send out the invitations to your wedding.
All 500 of those people?
All five. Yeah, go ahead. All 500 get the invitation. But what you do is you make two separate invitations. You tell no one. You could tell your husband or your wife, whatever. You could tell your significant other about what your plan is. And here's what you're going to do. There's two invitations. One has the correct location and day.
Okay.
The other has the wrong location.
Oh my gosh.
But the correct day. And the reason I say you say the correct day is because people are going to talk, right? Let's say I do want Taylor to be invited to the wedding, but I personally, Destiny, you didn't want me invited. We're going to talk on the phone.
Like, the wedding's next week.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to Jenny's wedding, right? You're going to her wedding. We're going to say, you're going to Jenny's wedding on Saturday. But if you put the wrong day, they're going to put two and two together. No one really talks about the location. They always talk about the day. So what you want to do is put one invitation with the wrong location and one invitation with the correct location.
Were you sending people like Target or something? Because honestly, if you put the street address, I wouldn't recognize that.
I guess you're right. No, because eventually they're going to Google it. I think you send them to a different venue.
Oh, and you're going to have a couple hundred people show up to a different...
Yes.
Okay.
Go to Harold's wedding. Don't come to mine. I didn't want you there anyways. Go to Harold's.
You're going
to
make a wedding crash without even knowing it.
Yes, that's what they're going to do.
Okay. Well, if you've got better advice...
This is a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Should we open it up to others and see what they think?
I don't know if we should, because this is brilliant. You think there's really better advice?
I think there could be. I think you're really smart for that. But I think we should maybe hear other people out. If your in-laws were trying to invite 500 other people to your wedding, they're not paying, you don't know most of them, what would you do?
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Nobody wants to start the happiest day of their life off on the wrong foot.
Exactly.
Well, Destiny has been called to action for Dear Destiny today because we got an email at thosegirls@kzia.com from a bride-to-be saying she was so excited about planning her wedding until she found out that her in-laws wanted to invite 500 people.
That's a lot.
Many of which she does not know, and they are also not paying for the wedding.
Which means she's got to pay for all the food.
Right. She needed help, and your idea was...
Which I think is amazing advice. So you send out all 500 invitations. You just invite everyone that they want you to, but you send out two different invitations. So one of them is going to have the correct day and location of your wedding. The other one will have the correct day, but the wrong location. You just send all the people you don't want there to the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. With no clue of how to find the actual wedding.
Good luck, suckers.
Jeez. Well, Drew, what do you think she should do?
It's simple. Don't invite the in-laws.
I saw a lot of people on our Facebook page also saying that. Like,
really?
If they want
to... Yeah, but that's not fair to the significant other.
I guess so, yeah. That would be definitely dramatic. I like what Kelly said. She said, just do a destination wedding. You don't have to worry about 500 people traveling that far.
That's true. But what if she's already put money down on things?
Well, that's true. Meg said, put a limit on the amount of people you're inviting and divide it between you have a certain amount of people, your spouse has a certain amount of people.
Percentage or like a number account. Yes. Okay, yeah, I like that.
His parents have a certain amount and your parents have a certain amount. So everybody's kind of even, or at least make sure that the both parents are even.
Okay.
Elizabeth, what do you think she should do?
What I did for my wedding is I had a very small wedding, but then we had I do barbecue, and like, it was just like a big event. It was a potluck, and it was just really affordable, and we had a lot of people come to that like 6 months after the wedding.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
I don't know why nobody is talking about this, but we need to be talking about this. This is very important.
What?
Okay, I saw this girl on TikTok. At least she's talking about it. But as you know, even if you're a Swiftie or not, you know how Taylor Swift starts her Eras tour? It's like a big entrance. Right? She goes, you're like, okay, I think she's going to come on. You can kind of tell when she's going to, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's like music, the lights turn, all sorts of different things. But it starts off with Taylor Swift. Fearless, speak now out. You don't want me singing, but you get on.
All the album names, yeah.
1989, Reputation, you know, it goes through it all, right? So you're going to go through all the albums. You're going to get to Folklore, Evermore, Midnight. And then we got the new album to put in here.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I do agree this is a big deal because honestly, it's a TikTok sound, right?
It is.
It's everywhere. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's burned in everybody's brains. I'm not the biggest Swiftie, but I know it by heart just like you do.
So I do.
What is the tortured poets department?
I get it mixed up every time. I'm like, is it the tortured department's poets or the poets department tortured?
What is that going to sound
like? How are we
going
to remember this?
Well, first of all, it's a tongue twister, so that's going to be difficult. But I like, what is that? What do you think that's going to sound like?
I don't know. You want me to sing the whole thing?
Are you going to sing the whole thing?
I don't know. I can't sing. It'd be like Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, Reputation. Then it'll go Lover, Folklore, Evermore, Midnight, Tortured Poets Department. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Very serious.
I feel like it'd be very serious. Would it not be?
I feel like, okay, I'm putting this out into the universe, and if I'm right, then I deserve something. I don't know what. I think she's going to whisper it. By the album art that she's put out, she's wearing like kind of like sassy little.
Yes, she is.
Nightwear. She's being sassy. So I think it's going to be like the Tortured Poets Department. Kind of like ASMR, like tickles your ears a little bit.
Oh, wait a minute. It's like the movie theater where they're like, it's all around
you. Yes. Yes.
That's what it should be.
Okay, that's my...
That's it.
If
that's
I have
it.
A vote, I think she's going to whisper it. I wish her luck because it is a really long
but
title.
But it's all around us. The tortured poets department
or club or whatever we're part of.
I can't remember what it's called. It's a
really long name.
Well, as the station Swifty Dusty, or Swifter Duster, you know what I call myself.
It's like not quite a Swifty, but like... You know,
I'm pretty much there.
You pay attention.
I do.
You're obsessed, but maybe not quite as obsessed as some people.
Right. I can't tell you what you had for dinner last night, but I can tell you some fun facts.
Okay.
Which I do have a lot of fun facts about this weekend and about Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl, because of course those two go hand in hand, whether you like it or not.
Has anybody considered, like, what if she doesn't go? You know, has anybody, like, flat out said,
then
like...
I'm turning the TV off.
I'm just saying it's a possibility, because I don't think I've seen, like, she's 100% going. But, you know what? Have your moment. Let's hear your fun facts to prepare for the weekend.
Sit down for this one.
I'm seated, actually.
Okay, buckle up then, because this is a lot for you. Got a ton of fun facts. What is Taylor Swift's favorite number?
13. I know that, honestly, against my will.
You're like practically a Swifty Dusty too, or a Swifter Duster.
Here's the thing. She's all over my TikTok. I know what I need to know.
Okay.
13 is her thing.
Yeah, 13 is her favorite number. This is Super Bowl 58. What's 5 plus 8?
5 plus 8 is 13.
You like that, don't you? Okay, if Taylor Swift makes it to this game, this will be her 13th appearance at a Chiefs game.
I did see that.
The date of the Super Bowl is 2/11. 2 plus 11 is 13.
It happens to be 13.
Stop rolling your eyes over there. She's currently in Tokyo right now doing some concerts for her Eras tour. The time duration from Tokyo to Las Vegas is 13 hours.
Okay.
The 49ers. What's 4 plus 9?
Dear God, it's 13.
You're really good at math.
Yeah, I know.
The 49ers.
It's 13. What is it?
No, it's not. The 49ers are the number one seed.
Okay.
Okay.
And the Chiefs are number three?
They are. What's one play? Let's put one and three together. It's 13.
Wow.
Okay. One more for you. Okay. If you take 13, which is, Taylor Swift's favorite number, if you didn't hear that. If you didn't know.
Yeah, I might have missed that.
If you take 13 away from 100, what do you get?
87.
I know!
Which is Travis Kelce's number.
I know!
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can I just say what cracks me up about this?
What?
Is that, yesterday you said you can't do your taxes, but you can find every moment of a 13 for the weekend?
Exactly. Tell my dad that.
It's chosen math. You're all I need,
all I need, all I need. Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel kind of bad when I'm scrolling on TikTok and I see the younger generation using new slang or abbreviations that I don't understand.
Oh, I hate when I have to Google search it. I feel so old.
It makes me feel really silly. But I want to get ahead of the game because I think this could be something that we hear younger people in the dating game referencing, because Hinge has put out some new 2024 Gen Z dating trends. And one is called DBL. Let me tell you what that means.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means get your head out of the gutter. It means
that wasn't the good idea.
Digital body language.
Okay.
So, they kind of broke it down and we're explaining it because once we start talking about it, I think you're going to be like, "Oh yeah, I'm totally aware of this already." There's just a name for it now. So, Hinge was saying that daters use digital body language to gauge if somebody's even interested. Now, what is, you know what body language is. You can kind of tell how somebody's standing near you or if they're super touchy, if they're into you or not. But now we're moving this to the digital world because that's where a lot of dating interactions start. The DMs on the dating apps. So we're talking digital interactions like emojis, punctuation, how long messages are, how long it takes to respond to messages.
Ooh, yes.
So 77% of Hinge daters say that DBL of the match reveals a lot about their intentions with a relationship. If they're responding super quick, that must mean that they're into me and they're eager and they're taking this seriously. Whereas if they take 2 hours to respond to me, maybe I'm just a fling or something. And 56% of Hinge daters say that they have overanalyzed somebody else's DBL, digital body language, which I know, Destiny, you are guilty of.
What do you mean I'm guilty of? I don't even know that I do whatever you think I do.
You overanalyze every text message,
you're right,
every DM,
that.
Every dating app message.
Yep. If you say good morning to me today with an exclamation point, and you say good morning to me tomorrow with no exclamation point, I'm going to read into that 110%.
Well, and apparently that's the new norm that we're in with so many relationships starting this way. So what else I can tell you is the top DBL cues that we read into, and I would love to know if you agree, because there's
hit me
6 different digital body language cues, and they have them ranked, and there's one that is way above the rest. So I'll start at the bottom at number 6. The least read into cue is emoji use.
What crap, emojis I use a using? Crap ton of them. So now I'm like, I was doing that to flirt, but if nobody was really reading into them, then I guess I'm going to stop with my emojis.
Yeah, I guess nobody's thinking about it the way that you are.
Okay.
Number 5 is length of the message. Not
I do
super
read
important.
Into that. If you're really short with your messages, I feel like you don't like me.
Okay.
But if you write a little bit longer messages, I feel like you care to explain yourself. You want to spend a little more time writing that message to me. Mm. So, yeah.
Number four is the message tone, which is kind of hard with texting. I feel like that's something that still everybody's like, I don't know what this means. But then you start reading into it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like you with K.
Oh.
Hate that. Number three is message timing. So how long in between each message is passing by.
Yep. I don't like it when we're like getting to know each other and you are messaging me every minute of the day or something. Because I'm like, red flag.
Too much.
Too much.
You also don't like too long in between because you need more.
Right. Because then if we're only saying like one message in the day and then one message at the night, that's not enough for me.
Okay.
I'd like to have, you know, morning, maybe a mid-morning, mid-afternoon, and a night. That's good for me.
That's going to go into number two, which is message consistency. You want to know if you're getting those messages every day, because if it stops one day, you're going to read into it. Well, why didn't he text me good morning today? Mm-hmm. Did I 100%. Do something wrong? Mm-hmm. Is he mad at me? And number one digital body language cue that we read into is who initiates the conversation.
Yes, yes, yes. I read into that like you would not believe.
Like you feel like if you have to start it all the time.
I pay attention to those things. I pay attention like you would not believe. If I am one who's constantly saying, how are you or good morning, I pay attention to those things.
Wow.
Sorry.
Passionate.
That really got me. I'm hot now. But like if I'm constantly saying good morning to you and you, then I'll stop. I stop and I'll test you and I'll see, okay, do they bother to say good morning? Because if you don't bother to say good morning, I don't feel like you really care.
Okay.
So I test you.
I feel like this is now the FBI, but instead it's DBL, which is digital body language, and I think you just earned your badge.
I am the queen of it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.